but because it was inset in the larger slider, its lower edge was 9 inches above the grade. A man 6 feet 5 inches tall had the center of his skull about 73 inches off the ground, which put the optimum aiming point about 6 inches below the top of the Judas hole. 6 inches down, 6 inches left. Tyler reached back and pulled 2 packages of rice from his bag. He stacked them under the rifle's forestock and tamped the walnut down into them. He snuggled behind the butt and put his eye to the scope and laid the crosshairs on the top left corner of the door. He eased them down and eased them left. He laid his finger gently against the trigger. 100 yards. A single high-velocity round. The end of the road. Jack Reacher was the big man in the brown coat, and for him that particular road had started 4 miles away with a ringing telephone in a motel lounge at a crossroads where a driver who had given him a ride had let him out before turning in a direction Reacher didn't want to go. The land all around was dark and flat and empty. The motel looked like it had been built 40 or 50 years earlier in a burst of commercial enthusiasm. Perhaps great possibilities had been anticipated for that location, but clearly the great possibilities had never materialized. One of the 4 crossroads lots held the abandoned shell of a gas station. Another had a poured foundation, perhaps for a small mall, with nothing ever built on it. One was completely empty. But the motel had endured. It was an adventurous design. It looked like the drawings Reacher had seen as a kid in comic books, of space colonies set up on the moon. The main building was perfectly round, with a domed roof. Beyond it, each cabin was a circular domed structure of its own. All the siding was painted silver, and concealed neon lighting cast a ghostly blue glow. The paths all around were made of gray gravel, boxed in with timbers that were also painted silver. The pole the motel sign was set on was disguised with painted plywood to look like a space rocket. The motel's name was the Apollo Inn. Inside the main building was a curved reception counter and a curved bar. The place was deserted, apart from one guy at the bar and one guy behind it. Reacher waited at the reception counter, and the guy behind the bar hustled over, and Reacher asked him for a room. He coughed up a key in exchange for $30. The guy was maybe 55 or 60, with a full head of hair dyed a lively russet color. He put Reacher's $30 in a drawer and set off back toward the bar.
"Got coffee over there?" Reacher asked.
The guy said,
"Sure."
Reacher propped himself on a stool 3 spaces away from the other customer, a man of about 40, his hands curled around a glass full of ice and amber liquid. He was staring down at it with an unfocused gaze. He looked pretty far gone. The guy with the dyed hair poured coffee into a mug and slid it across the bar.
"Cream?"
he asked.
"Sugar?"
"Neither,"
Reacher said.
"Passing through?"
"Aiming to turn east as soon as I can."
"How far east?"
"Virginia."
"Then you'll need to go south first, until you hit the interstate."
"That's the plan," Reacher said.
"Where'd you start out today?"
"North of here."
"Driving?"
"Hitching rides."
Reacher picked up the mug and tried to hold it steady. The result was not good. Every tendon and ligament and muscle, from his fingertips to his ribcage, burned and quivered, and the microscopic motion in his hand set up small concentric ripples in the coffee. He concentrated hard and brought the mug to his lips. The drunk guy watched him. The coffee was a little stewed, but it had caffeine in it, which was really all it needed. Then the phone rang. The guy with the hair picked up and said,
"Apollo Inn."
Then he said,
"Doctor, it's Mrs. Duncan. Her nose is bleeding. Won't stop."
The drunk guy said,
"Tell her you haven't seen me."
The guy with the hair relayed the lie and put the phone down. The drunk guy slumped.
"You're a doctor?" Reacher asked him.
"What do you care?"
"Is Mrs. Duncan your patient?"
"Technically."